bit along the line of thinking along the line of seeds and planting and things that grow. And I'd like to invite your attention here to Matthew 13 and talk some on the parable of the sower today. And Jesus was giving a illustration here of the kingdom of heaven. And he likened it to a seed that is scattered in different types of ground. There's there's the same amount of seed in this story here that gets scattered on different ground, different types of ground. So all the different types of ground have the same opportunity, but it's how the ground receives it as to what the end result is. So if you would, Matthew 13, verse 1 there, we'll start reading. It says, "The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some sixtyfold, some thirtyfold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When any one heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that understandeth, is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. You know, the sower, which is the one that sows the seed, gives opportunity for all the soil types to receive the same seed. You know, whenever we plant a garden, we like to get the most mileage out of our seed. So we take a tiller and we till it up, and we till it up several times to get the ground loose and put dressing on it or whatever we need to put on the ground, fertilize or whatever, to make it, give it the best opportunity for this to grow. We wouldn't think of going out to the highway and taking a, trying to plant corn along in the highway there, because for one, the birds would probably come and eat it. The cars and trucks would scatter the seed. There'd be no chance for it to grow. Or we wouldn't go out to the woods where there's a bunch of rocks and try to plant tomatoes and potatoes and peas and all that. We wouldn't do that because there's the seed's not going to grow there. But this sower here just went and scattered the seed across the road, on the rocks, on the good soil. But there's different soil types here that he did. And the first one it talks about is a wayside, or it's a hard surface. It's the same as like scattering the seed on the highway. There's no chance for it to grow. This is a heart that's not at all receptive to spiritual change. There's no interest in spiritual things at all. You could call it maybe an atheist or an agnostic, somebody that maybe hears the word, but there's no effect whatsoever, or doesn't seem like there's any effect whatsoever. The stony ground, or rocks in a field, we could say is a heart that has a desire to do right. There's some soil there for seed to grow. Maybe in the cracks of the rock or in the crevices there, there's soil there. This heart has many things in it that it doesn't want to get rid of. It's not willing to die to self. It tries to do things on its own strength. Rocks in the heart, you could say, you could call the rocks in the heart as self, maybe. So a heart that has rocks in it, if the seed is sown in a heart like that, and there's boulders of self that are scattered through this field, the seed can grow, or can start growing. And when all's going well, there's no problem in the seed growing. The seed takes root and it grows, and there's some plants coming up. You can see new life there. But when pressure comes, pressure of life comes, and maybe there's some opposition because of the life that we have, the new life, it becomes uncomfortable for us to identify with this kingdom, with this word, the seed. And so when it becomes uncomfortable, and if we have self, boulders of self in this heart, then we rationalize that it's not worth keeping on, because our heart is not yielded to God. So the seed, the plants, the life that's there gets just fizzles out. The other type of soil is, I call it, it's good soil. There's rocks that are cleared, there's stumps that are removed. The seed takes root and grows. But this type of field is a neglected field. It's the same, nothing is done to keep the plants healthy. The seeds, little seeds from neighboring fields blow over, the birds drop seeds in there, and nothing is done is just left to itself. And this field soon has, the plants have competition. Thistles start to grow. Weeds and brambles come up. It's like a garden in the midsummer when we get tired of taking care of it and neglect it, then it's just the weeds take over. But you know, a heart that is that way, it maybe has, they've taken the rocks of self out of it and planted the seed properly. And the plants have taken root and grow. But priorities shift over time for us sometimes. And things come into our life and crowd out the word, crowd out the life that is growing there. Other things take our focus, and we don't pull weeds when we should. And so the word has competition. Our spiritual life has competition, and our life doesn't grow. There's no growth there. And it doesn't, if there's no growth, there's no crop to harvest. A heart that's got a good soil is a prepared heart. The rocks and stumps are pulled out. It's receptive. The seed's planted. And the weeds are pulled. It's not neglected. The gardener observes the health of the life, the plant life. Pulls out the weeds that start to grow and throws the rocks out that come to the surface. And the gardener pours his energy and life into making the seed do well. And this type of field produces a crop. So what kind of seeds? Well, seeds fall. And in our hearts, we have sometimes we have boulders of self in our hearts. And sometimes we have thorns and brambles that grow. Other things that crowd out our priority or that take priority over our life. But have you ever noticed that on a gravel parking lot where nothing else grows, there'll be a weed sometimes? Weeds will grow. Or even down the middle of a highway where there's a crack in the pavement, sometimes there'll be grass growing in there. But there's never any plants that grow that come to any useful plants that grow on those places. And it takes diligence for worthwhile seeds to grow. It takes work for it to grow. But even if soil is neglected, it'll just grow weeds. So some seeds that fall, the good seeds from the sower and weed seeds from the enemy of the sower will fall, can grow in our heart. What type of seeds are in our heart? What type of plants are growing in our heart? When there's a soil, when we have soil or a garden, when the seed takes root, it puts down roots. And those roots go down in the ground, and they push up a plant. And that plant, as it grows, gives fruit, or vegetables, or grain, but it gives fruit. Those roots that are in the garden produce a fruit of some kind. We want only the fruit that we plant to harvest. We don't want to raise acorns in our garden, or we don't want to put oak trees in our garden. We don't want thistles in our garden. But roots that grow in a heart. There's good roots, there's bad roots. A couple of good roots here, and these roots all produce fruit of some kind or another. But righteousness is a root that we want to grow in our garden. Obedience is another root that yields fruit. Yieldedness or submission is another one. The word of God, which brings the kingdom of heaven, and a spirit-filled life are all roots that produce fruit in our garden, or can produce fruit in our garden. Bad roots, which are similar to stumps and rocks and weeds, can be pride, selfishness, rebellion, bitterness, or unbelief. Those are roots also, and that's not an exhaustive list. But those are some roots that grow, that produce fruit also, but it's more like weeds. The fruits that come from those roots, righteousness produces peace and holiness, interest in the things of God, obedience. Obedience is another root that grows fruit. It's a willingness to change direction when necessary is a fruit of obedience. Obedience also demonstrates our love for God. And obedience is love. Or love is a fruit of obedience. Submission is a root that... Or yieldedness, if we yield ourselves to God, is a root that transplants the root of pride. You know, if we are proud, there's a root of pride in our life. If we want to get rid of pride, submission or yieldedness, giving up of ourself, is a way to root out that root. Yieldedness, a fruit of yieldedness, is dying to self and rooting out pride. It demonstrates faith in God and identification with Christ. Galatians 5:24 would illustrate that. It says, "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." A spirit-filled life is also a root that we want to cultivate in our garden or in our heart. And a spirit-filled life will have fruits that are showing on that too. If we're controlled by the Spirit, we have the fruits of the Spirit in our life to show us that. That's the way that we can tell if we're controlled by the Spirit. Self-control, meekness, faith, peace, joy, love, forbearing with others. Those are all fruits that grow in a garden that has a root of a spirit-filled life. Some fruits that grow from bad roots. If you have a root of pride in your garden, you might have an attitude of, I call it a haughty attitude, or thinking that you're better than others, or bragging. Impatience is a fruit that grows in that's a weed that grows in a self-focus, just at me, looking at me. That'd be like a rock of self there. Uncaring or unfeeling is another root. disobedience, worry, lack of faith, or unable to trust God. And the list could go on and on of things. You could make lots of different things there. But what kind of roots are growing in our heart? What kind of, as we look at our in our own heart, what do we see? Are we tending the seeds for the kingdom of God? Or are we allowing other weeds to grow there? It takes diligence as a gardener of our own heart. It takes diligence for us to pull these weeds and remove the stumps and pull the rocks out. You know, Jesus also gave another parable. If we read on in Matthew 13 there, it's the parable of the weeds. There was the parable of the sower. The next one is called the parable of the weeds. It says, another parable put he forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. So he had a prepared field, and he put good seed in it. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares or weeds among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said to him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. The last, as we look at our heart and we see the crop that's growing there, the fruit that's growing there, and we think of the harvest, because that's the whole purpose of growing seeds is to collect the harvest off of it. So what kind of fruit are we growing in our fields? What kind of harvest can we expect? The kind of fruits we grow determines the harvest that we get. So will the harvest that we get, will it go into the barn or will it be a write-off? Is it fruit or is it weeds? What fruit is my life demonstrating? Is the field of my heart free of rocks and brambles? And am I a diligent gardener that lets the seed of the word dictate my action? Jesus gave this parable of the sower here, I think, for us to look at our hearts and to examine ourselves, that we set a goal or take a look periodically, be diligent in rooting out those things that would hinder the harvest that we hope to get someday, or the fruit. We want the fruits of our life to be able to have a harvest someday. The other thing, in a garden, you can measure the growth there. A diligent gardener is there every day and can measure. He measures how tall the plants are getting, the health of the plants, removes the bugs, takes the bugs off, the weeds out, and he's measuring that growth all the time. So am I a diligent gardener? I think that's all I have. Let's stand for prayer.